Salutations, my Fallout lovers. It is Maddie here with week 46 of the Ham Radio Podcast.
And it is me, the King of Kangaroos, the Lone Fall Wanderer.
My name is Noah, and we spent an unreasonable amount of time setting a live podcast up, but we got it working. You see, the ARC technology, it's just not as up to date. A lot of it's wood. There's a lot of hay for some reason.
Yes, as Noah is saying, we are actually live right now recording the podcast, and it'll go up on YouTube and iTunes later, so it's pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of big things. We're trying to revamp the t-shirt store finally. We're on iTunes, by the way. We're mobile now, so the link is down below if you want to listen to us on the go. Go for that. Mm-hmm. We recommend that.
Really quick, Terra Incognito says, how much you want to bet Noah leaves halfway through? all right, Terra, I'll fucking take that bet.
Noah should stay, I think. Right?
I bet $20 Noah is going to leave halfway through. Go fuck yourself, all of you! Anyway, back to the...
Anyways.
So the reason we're encouraging you guys to listen on the go is because at the end of this podcast, and every podcast from now on, we're going to read our favorite reviews out there for iTunes, and once we go mobile on, you know, Android devices with SoundCloud, we'll start doing that as well. But we want to encourage you guys to start listening on the go so you can take us with you wherever you want to go. So, by all means, head to iTunes if you have a Apple device and listen away. Leave your reviews and hopefully you will have yours read on the podcast. Try not to be too much of an idiot. I should mention that as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah, just try not to be that much of an idiot while you leave your reviews. But anyway,
I love those. When our entire
podcast review section is like ham sandwich jokes and stupid shit.
You know what though? It's fucking fun. Okay, we're just going to spring right into this. I'm going to read some of these.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'm going to read one, okay?
Right. Noah.
How about we each read one? Do we each have access to look at it?
Yeah, sure. Let's do this.
Okay. You okay, Matt?
What? You guys go first, and I'll get mine up. All right.
I'm going to read my favorite. So this one is... where is it? Okay, so this one's from AmadaPro817, and it's titled... So fire, it burnt down a shoe carnival, and it consists of, I was listening to this podcast in my local shoe carnival, then the whole place burst into flames. 10 out of 10, would play again, goes to Applebee's and Asterix. Damn, son. that was some shit.
That's pretty funny.
You want to go along?
Well, for fucking some reason for me, it's not showing up the reviews, so Maddie, you go.
All right, honestly.
I really like this one by BossHalo219. Ad Victorium is the name of the review title. 5 stars, 69 out of 420, not enough Noah. You got a kangaroo with a Bioshock addiction, a weeb ginger who likes Japanese girls in Boston, and some dude who looks like that one guy with the game that goes boom butterfly effect, and they all like Fallout. I hope you know what you're getting into.
I love, my favorite of that is that he calls you a weeb ginger. It's so aggressive.
I was about to say, you know, kangaroo with the Bioshock addiction, not bad, you know, guy who, you know, looks like the person from Until Dawn, weeb ginger, who likes Japanese girls, and then makes fun of my very slight accent.
Yep. All right, and I'll read a non-funny one to say we actually do have some serious reviews on there. This is from Alex Zoot, which says, finally your mobile... Yeah, he is. Finally, you're mobile. Been a fan of Lone since before he met Maddie. Thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate that. I actually found Maddie through Lone when he first did the first podcast, and I fell in love with a third charming voice, Noah. I didn't sub to him straight away as he's no longer uploading to YouTube, though I am now talking to the three amigos on Twitter a lot. Please give these guys a go. You won't regret it. So that was really sweet.
That's a solid one. That is a sweet one. And, you know, thanks for talking to us on Twitter. I love the stupid shit that you fucking say to me every day, and I look at it, and part of my brain dies. But it's wonderful. I'm just kidding.
And we'd also like to thank Nissan right now, live. He's actually modding the stream, so thank you very much, Nissan. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nissan's
so,
modding.
If you guys want to leave your own review, there's a link in the description, or search Mr. Maddie Plays, and you'll find the Ham Radio Podcast there. And if you type in Ham Radio Podcast, by the way, it's just not going to work. There's just too many. Maybe until we get
because
more
it's
ratings
Maddie's
and reviews.
Podcast, right?
Yeah, it's mine. I own this podcast. The others don't matter. I'm the spotlight. All right.
Anyways, moving
let's
on.
Dive into this week's Bethesda news. I guess we could call it Bethesda discussion more so until Bethesda actually gets off their ass and fucking does something. I'm just kidding. It's a little too early for that. So let's talk about the topic that we forgot and then remembered, and Lone and I had a glorious celebration.
Yes, yes. Would you like me to mention it, Maddie?
Yeah, by all means, let's do this.
Alrighty, so I don't know if anyone's noticed, there's just been a lot of, I guess, discussion and debate in the Fallout community about so many different things, whether it's about New Vegas being definitive or, you know, Fallout 4 not being a good RPG, things like that. There's been a lot of that and a lot of disagreement. And there's one thing that I've been seeing a lot about where people are like, oh, you know, Bethesda's just leaving it up to the community to fix Fallout 4, you know, they should be doing all of this stuff themselves. And I have a bit of an issue with that, because how many developers actually support modding like Bethesda does? It's not like a flick of the switch and modding is possible. It actually requires a lot of effort, you know, creating a separate creation kit to be sent out to people, actually supporting now modding on the consoles, which I don't believe has been done since Unreal Tournament. So it's not just like, yeah, they're leaving up to the community. They're providing a huge platform to be able to make modding possible. And many developers don't do that because it's a resource hog. It really is. So I just wanted to talk about this topic generally.
Yeah, I get a little annoyed at the constant... Bethesda relies on the players to fix their games always, you know? Mm. It's like, well, if the tools weren't there, then players wouldn't realize, you know, that, hey, I can do something about this thing that might irk me. Usually it might just kind of go over your head, you know, or something that you'd kind of brush under the rug and be like, it's not a big deal. But in every Bethesda Game Studios game, you can go in and just say, I want to get rid of that. And if you're smart enough to do so, you can. Like, for me, it was such a little thing, but when I saw a mod for it, I almost lost my mind. It was called, like, Remove Dead Things or something like that. And you know how, like, in some settlements in Fallout 4, they have, like, dead bodies all around, but they're just there. Even though you rebuilt the whole thing, the dead bodies are there. It's a little thing that irked me, but I was just like, eh, whatever. Then you see a mod for it, and you're like, oh, that's awesome. And then you start thinking, why didn't Bethesda do that? But it's like, they're not going to say, like, oh, let's have them scrap dead bodies. Like, who cares? You know, it's such a little thing. Yeah. I've noticed that modding usually fixes the little things. There's never been this big thing. The only big thing I can think of is in Fallout 3 New Vegas, the sprint mod. I wonder why they left out sprinting.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, sprinting, yeah.
What do you think, Noah?
I mean, I think you guys know my opinion on this topic already.
Same. I wouldn't ask if we knew.
I it's too long to express.
No, it's not. Just say it, Noah. We appreciate it.
I don't have an opinion. modding is important. I don't really do it, quite honestly, but it's important. It's good to give that the ability to make that content for people and shit.
I completely disagree with the notion that Bethesda's just leaving it up to the community. And I think we just need to remember that Bethesda is a very small team. They're only 100 people. So, yes, we have thousands of modders thinking about all of these different ideas and creating all these crazy mods. And we're like, yeah, Bethesda shouldn't have thought of that. Or should have thought of that. They should have done that. But it's 100 people versus thousands and thousands of modders, right? So we just need to, you know, be a bit fair to them. And we can't just say, Bethesda should increase their numbers.
That's so fucking true. How did that make me think of that? There's 100 people in an office versus 20 million copies owned. What the fuck? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And again, like, 100 people, and we can't just say that Bethesda should increase their numbers, because then we're going to be losing the aspect of Bethesda Game Studios that makes them so important and unique. The fact that they are so close-knit, and they are so, you know, that they have a good relationship with one another. That's what makes their games great. So if we increase the studio, we potentially lose that. So let's just bear that in mind, too.
I mean... Someone said in the chat that they're not leaving it to the community. They're saying they're doing their thing, and so are the modders. But the issue, I think, is that people don't realize that. People just think Bethesda fucking kicks their legs up on their desk and goes, fucking leave that shit out, man.
All right, we're fucking done. Yeah. Go ahead. You know,
we're done with this game.
They just sit there and read a magazine.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, no, they
Todd,
don't.
You know,
they get paid for
Snapchats
reason.
Of his pubes or something in his office.
What?
Everyone's like, Todd, you can't do that. And He's like, get in there. And he's like shoving his phone.
No, we're never going to get Todd on the podcast if you keep saying things like this.
I know. What do you... I didn't say anything offensive.
No. Any other thoughts on this topic?
There's people here in his live, so we can't really, like... We can edit it for the official version.
Really edit things,
but
can we?
When do we even edit these anyways, guys? Let's be honest here.
We've had guests on that have said some pretty fucked up stuff that we've had to cut out. I'll say that much.
Okay.
I won't name names, but I've had to cut out some pretty fucking shitty stuff.
Do you remember what was said?
Yes.
No, the point is that
I'm not going to say it.
Was it a racial slur?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Anyways. Okay, cool.
If people don't know as well, when we get like guests on the podcast, whether it's Brian or whatever, we always give them the assurance that if you say anything that you don't want to go live, we will edit that out because we want to maintain a good relationship with our guests. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, they appreciate that and they realize that. And you guys as well. So
I want to mention one thing. I don't mean to feed off the chat right now, but someone said, and we're going to do this if we ever get Todd Howard on, why don't you call this the Ham Radio Toddcast?
That's clever. That is very clever. I'll just call up Todd Howard because he's on my phone.
Maybe
we can't contact the man. We can't contact the man. Like, he has no public email. He's on the BGS Twitter. That's about it.
So I'm almost positive. Like, he does this on purpose. Like,
oh, definitely, without a doubt.
So let's discuss.
I can't imagine he's.
Go ahead. This is the Ham Radio Podcast where we cut each other off.
Honestly, the chat is fucking distracting me. I'm just not going to look at it right now.
I just keep it up just as like a reference point in case I'm wrong. I can correct myself or
something. A reference point for what? Abuse?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, that too. There's a lot of assholes in here, but, you know, that's besides the point.
All right, we got to get back on
Fallout
track.
Fallout 4's release date for their DLC leak. This is a piece of news that I covered on my channel personally, or have or will, rather, in the future. But basically what happens is now when people add the season pass to their cart on Steam, it's saying that it's going to be available March 2016. And obviously, knowing Fallout fans, they're like, oh, well, you know, this is obviously a leak by Valve, and we're going to get DLC around that time. Mm. So shall we explain a little bit what this exactly is, or do you guys not really have an idea? Because I think it's a placeholder date, personally. I don't think it's a leak.
It won't surprise me. Placeholder dates are pretty common these days. They'll like aim for a rough around the edges date, you know, and that's what the placeholder date usually is. But it can change very easily, you know.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to remember.
I believe quarter one of the games industry ends around March, correct? So that's what I thought it was an estimation for, sometime in Q1.
Okay, so what date was Fallout 3? I just want to look at Fallout 3 as an example. The first DLC, I believe, was released
three months after. It came out in January. I remember this because I did a video. It came out in October, and the first piece of DLC was in January.
Okay, so about the same. Yeah, March could seem plausible. Like, it's hard because we have nothing to go off of. It's easy to say that it's a placeholder because that's the obvious.
What about like February even? Like late February, you think? Maybe?
Well, the thing is that I expected the creation kit to be out sometime during January. Now, mind you, as we record this podcast, January's not over yet, but
it's January 23rd.
They did say early 2016. I didn't know. Like, I think January was the obvious date to suggest because they said early 2016, but I reckon maybe Feb and March that we'll get it. But again, this is one of those things that takes a lot of time and effort to actually spit out. But I know a lot of people are waiting for it because how many mods are we getting now without a creation kit, and how many more great mods are we going to be getting with it? So,
yeah.
I don't know, though.
Nissan, it's not the creation kit. Fuck this guy.
It's not creation. It's called
the Geck. We know
you
it's called
actually,
the Geck.
Actually, Hold on, Nissan, okay? Because I know Bethesda said that Fallout 4 is running on an updated version of the creation kit. Now, mind you, maybe the modding kit is called the Geck, but the engine itself is the updated creation kit. So culturally, technically, we're correct. Who gives a fuck what it's called?
You uncultured swine. That was so rude, Nissan. You know what? We really are reading off the chat, aren't we? It's inevitable.
I despise rude people.
Hey, he's modding our chat. We've got to be nice to Nissan.
No, we don't.
Modding. Again, air quotes. I'm staring at the chat too. You don't see me modding it. Starts banning everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
I love it. I love. We always get off track. You know what? We're just gonna let it happen from now on. I'm not even gonna try and bother getting us back on track with that podcast because that's the beauty.
I'll be the one to do that. So this DLC date. You know, we talk about DLC a lot. Do you think this would be a good estimation point, or do you think it's gonna pull? They're gonna pull a fucking Skyrim and wait until June to do their first piece of DLC when no one gives a fuck anymore. And so help me God, if they do, I'm gonna be so mad.
I think one of the things with Skyrim was they probably had the DLC ready, but it may have been bugged or something may have been up with it. God, fuck. Hi, Vault of Daedal. Jesus. Hi, I see you.
You know, Daedalus, you had the chance to be on this podcast.
He said hi like 30 times. Yeah, we invited you on, and you're like, hey, I don't want to reply. I'm just going to keep talking to Mani in the group chat. Or whoever the fuck that was.
Oh my god, this is great. This is absolutely fantastic. Anyways, back on topic, I'll do it. So, the thing that I want to know, and I didn't really follow Skyrim closely at the time, so I don't know this. When was the creation kit, or GECK, or whatever the fuck you call it, when was that released for Skyrim?
See, I think that was within the first 2 months of the year.
Okay. So, obviously, you know, past practices may not be really indicative of what might happen now, but it's weird because if a bunch of them are working on getting this creation kit out, there might be a bit of a gap between that and the release of the first DLC.
Yeah.
You know, we could get the creation kit out this month, next month, in March, and then that'll just push back the DLC, I think.
I agree. I think so too, but it's just like such a small segment of the community is going to experience the creation kit. Like 85% of players are going to be like, all right, that's cool, but I'm on the consoles. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what.
But for those on the consoles now, you do have a vested interest in the creation kit because that's going to determine when you get mods on the console.
I'll be impressed if they get out console modding, like, before
within the
summer.
Next 6 months.
Yeah, like if they do it after summer, like sometime in like September or some shit, like that wouldn't surprise me. But if they did it like during the summer or like May or something, I'd lose my mind. I'd be like, holy shit, that's impressive.
I'm still really interested as to how that's going to work. I mean, they say it's going to be through Bethesda.net, but is it going to be like an app on the Xbox and PlayStation? That's my best guess, because I can't imagine having to use like, what's the Internet Explorer or Microsoft Edge on Xbox to go to Bethesda.net and download mods that way? Or maybe you download them to a USB and then put them on your Xbox. I mean, who knows?
I mean, there's also you could add something to, like, the main menu and then have, like you know, you click Bethesda.net or console mods or whatever. When you click on it, it opens up, like, an app separately because, you know, both the systems can have, like, multiple apps running at the same time. So maybe do it that way. Where it's like it feeds through the main game and somehow connects, and then you like just check off what you want. Kind of like make it simplistic though, like the Steam Workshop.
Yeah, true. So I don't even know. Are we getting Steam Workshop support as well? It seems like we are.
Yeah, we definitely are. Because the initial, I say in quotes, leak was through a patch on Steam, and you know there were a bunch of screenshots coming from like a lot of our viewers and listeners that. The part of the patch was the workshop content, so it's coming. It's definitely going to be out within the month, like within another 30 days. Like that's what I'm guessing. That's when the
I wouldn't say another 30 days. I think it's gonna be a little longer than that. Honestly,
I don't know. I think whenever it does come out, if we get Steam Workshop support, I think at that day or at that stage roughly, we'll also get the GECK. Because it just makes sense. I think Bethesda would want to go all out with it and say, yep, we've got Steam Workshop modding support now. Here is the GECK to be able to create great mods, and we're still working on Bethesda.net to help console mods. It's really difficult to say because we're just speculating.
I think the console mods are going to hold off a lot of things.
Yeah. But they can't too long because, you know, the Xbox One and PS4, they're life.
Look, you can promise whatever the fuck you want when you're in marketing. The second the product's out and people are buying it, though, it's like, all right, well, we can.
You know, I was going to say, though, the problem is that with, you know, modding on Skyrim, for example, it lasted years because the PC is an ongoing platform. But with the Xbox One and PS4, eventually new consoles are going to come out, so they can't wait too long.
Well, maybe if you think though, if you add modding, you know, support to enough games as the time goes along. I mean, we're still really in the early years of these consoles. I mean, you know, the 360 was out in, like, what, 06?
Yeah, you know, 360 and PS3 were different. They were out for ages. I think they were out for 7 years before we got new consoles. I think that'll be reduced with these new consoles, to be honest.
But my point is you add mod support, and that adds length to the lifespan, hopefully.
True.
You know, it could also just be a crash and burn thing where it's just really useless, you know, and it doesn't work great. I'm just looking at both ends of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Entirely possible. It could just not work out like Skyrim on the
PS3.
Ace
Raptor 55 just went Wii U Master Race.
Oh, man. Well, what? The Wii U is like not a thing now, right?
Please stand by.
These are the bits of the podcast that we edit out, right?
Yeah. Let me just mark down that time right there.
All right.
20. All
right. Oh. Love it.
Live viewers heard it, so
2030.
We're good.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that Noah, you could add Maddie into the call?
Is Matt's already here? Right?
Yeah. I thought he dropped out.
I'm right here.
Yeah,
right
here.
I was
just
gone.
A couple minutes, I guess.
I was gone. What I was saying though is that the Wii U is like not terribly well supported, as we all know. It kind of reminds me of the PS Vita, but like, the games that come out on it aren't bad, and like, they have that game Pokken Tournament coming out, which I know is not going to sell fucking systems, but like,
is Monster Hunter on the Wii U?
Yes. I don't think the newest one isn't Monster Hunter Ultimate 4 or some shit, which is apparently like amazing, but 3 is, I don't know, they can't.
Monster Hunter started on DS, right? Sorry.
I think so. I'm not sure. Okay. They had one on the PSP. I remember that. That was the first time.
I know people like the Wii U. Like, the people who have it, they have fun with it. My brother has one, and he loves it. And he's fucking 28. But
I mean, I know that they can't fuck up the NX. The Nintendo NX thing, that's like their new system that's going to be like both portable and like a home console.
I think that is going to be the biggest gimmick in the world.
They can't.
No, they can't be a gimmick because they've made that mistake with the Wii U, essentially, right? Yeah.
They already made a step in the right direction. They ditched the name Wii. That's the first right thing they did because that name is just toxic. I watched a video by Review Tech USA and he was so right. It's just a toxic name. You're not going to catch any eyes with the name Wii because now it's associated with the word dead. So, you know.
Dead you!
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
I watched that exact same video, and he mentioned how people thought that the Wii U was just a periphery or an add-on or an accessory for the Nintendo Wii, and I could totally get that. But you're right. Now they need to ditch the Wii. To be honest, can they not go for such a corny name like the Wii? I get it, like Wii Play, like haha, but do something a bit different, please.
We're Nintendo. We're so fucking cute and shit.
The thing about Nintendo is, and
recycle IPs that are 30,000 years old.
But they have the best IPs. Like, they have the best
Zelda 38.
You can't deny that out of any other software developer, Nintendo has the best. And
you're talking to the wrong guy.
No, they have the most number of the best IP and best games. You can't deny that.
I can agree with it. You're right. They do have an impressive amount of IPs that are their own that are fantastic and old school.
Yeah, nothing
good,
like,
you know,
Mario jumping on more fucking mushrooms again. Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
That doesn't get old.
It gets fucking old, and the lack of third-party support just gets annoying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There are problems with Nintendo like any other developer, right? But you got, like, I keep going back to the fact that if this was any other developer like Microsoft or Sony that didn't have third-party support and just had first-party IP, that console would crash and burn. But Nintendo is managing to keep afloat.
No.
PlayStation would be okay if they brought back, like, IPs like Sly Cooper, Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank. Like, you kept those afloat.
Oh, Ratchet and Clank.
Along with new
game.
Ones like The Last of Us, Uncharted. I know those are both from the same studios, but, like,
I tell you what, when I played PS2, Ratchet and Clank was my favorite game. That game was the shit. It was awesome. Like, especially with the new game plus mode where you can go back and play with the upgraded weapons. Oh, amazing. Anyway.
So, any other Bethesda-related things we need to talk about here today?
Hold on. We should address the whole New Vegas thing. Maddie and I have a dual com that's coming out addressing the whole New Vegas debates that are going on. So
let's talk about that again, just to kind of really hammer it in.
Do we want to get into it?
Yeah, but not like heavy. Like, we're not angry about it. We're confused.
Okay.
All of a sudden, New Vegas is perfect.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is the thing that we're seeing now on the internet, right? People are essentially holding New Vegas up to this pedestal and saying that it's the perfect game and better than Fallout 4 in every single way. It's better than Fallout 4 in terms of RPG elements and some other elements as well, but not in a lot of other aspects as well. The open world aspect, I think Fallout 4 is better. In terms of what's there to explore, I think Fallout 4 is better. I think it's a really close tie between the stories. I thought New Vegas was a really interesting story. In terms of choice, I think New Vegas shits on Fallout 4. But this is the thing. These kinds of discussions, you can bring up strengths and weaknesses for both games. You can't definitively say that one is better than the other, but that's what a lot of people are doing now with New Vegas, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, the thing is that I'll admit I was the first one to shit on New Vegas for a while, but I eventually came around to it before Fallout 4 was announced, there was this crazy hyper, like, I probably wouldn't have played Fallout 1 and 2 if I wasn't as excited for Fallout 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just wanted more Fallout, and that was my way of getting it. And I really enjoyed playing them. But what I'm saying is that I don't want people to think we're contradicting ourselves when we say that New Vegas isn't the perfect game. It's not the definitive Fallout game. And kind of looking back at the series, there is no definitive game. Each one tries something new and fucks up in a lot of regards.
I would say, though, for me, and I want to ask this question to you two as well. Hmm. I would say, for me, the definitive Fallout game is probably Fallout 3.
That's for me as
That's the one I compare. Yeah.
And the reason why I say that, and I think a lot of people do, is simply for nostalgic reasons. Because Fallout 3 introduced me to the series. And also, as well, Fallout 3 is essentially the savior of the Fallout franchise. If it wasn't for Fallout 3 and if it wasn't for Bethesda, who knows what would have happened with Fallout. But again, that's coming from a position of complete bias, because that was the first game I played. And that's why I like Ocarina of Time, for example, because that was the Zelda game that resonated with me most and the first one I really got into. But you can't say that, oh, you're wrong if you say New Vegas is better than 3, because that's just your opinion on it. And a lot of people have said that New Vegas was their introduction to the Fallout franchise, and it only makes sense if they like it more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we've had this argument so many times.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
but it's not a matter of, like, 3 versus New Vegas. Like, for me, I probably agree that 3 is the definitive game, but not because it's, like, nostalgic or my favorite or anything. It's because I think it mixes what is, you know, what Fallout is, but still brings it into a new generation fine, and it's the most familiar one to everyone. You know, it still has granted, there aren't that many. It still has choices you can make. It still has lots of quests. Yeah. It has a nice open world. It has the Fallout personality. It has mostly everything that you'd come to expect from a Fallout game, just not as much role-playing. You know, but where we now backtrack once again to our first thing we stated, which is there isn't a definitive game because then Fallout 3 has a list of flaws. Fallout 1
Thank
does.
You.
Fallout 2, New Vegas, Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel, the shitty overhead one. You know, each one has a list of things that they have tried, failed, and succeeded in.
Well, look, no, none of them are perfect, okay? You know, they're all going to be fucking weird in some way.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Fallout New Vegas had the crafting system that was barely used, and when it was used, it was convoluted and obnoxious.
Someone in the chat will argue you, I can promise you.
It was the best crafting system ever!
Yeah, but
you can go fuck yourself, Noah.
I will sit here and openly admit I've probably used the ammo crafting system twice.
Oh, I never used the ammo crafting. I never used it.
Twice.
I used it once.
I made
piercing rounds, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's literally that mechanic is used to tailor the agenda of people who are trying to defend New Vegas. Oh, well, they got this beautiful crafting system that was already there. What did Fallout 4 add? I'm like, did you use that system? Like,
yeah. And then also someone...
Let me scrap down my ammo for powder that I can use to build other ammo. Let me do that.
The AIDS just described my nerdy voice as a neckbeard voice. And that's, like, fantastic.
But look, I guess what we're trying to say is that New Vegas isn't perfect, Fallout 4 isn't perfect, 3 isn't perfect, and you can't just use the whole, well, Fallout New Vegas is a good RPG, therefore it shits on Fallout 4. That's not fair, because it has a lot of other weaknesses that everyone is sweeping under the rug. Like, the loading screens. I remember shit loading screens for New Vegas, and it prevented me from playing twice. And you guys are laughing about the chat, aren't you?
I'm laughing because Nissan's like,
you know what, Matt? Fuck you! I love you.
I knew he would have been the only person. Yeah, there's a couple of people saying like no. Yeah, some people are saying no. Some people are saying yes. I don't know. It's once again
real quick. Like, I have to read this. Lo and Maddie and Noah are just like Harry, Ron, and Hermione, respectively.
Wait, who's who? Who is who? So
I wonder. Hold on. Let's take a second. I wonder who the fuck I am. I wonder who
so
I am.
So I'm gonna say Matt is probably.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have to really think
Matt's
about that?
Harry.
I thought I'd be Ron with my hair, but okay.
No,
oh,
no,
he's
no, no.
definitely Ron, Noah. Come on now.
Yeah, but I don't.
He's definitely Ron, Noah.
Fuck off.
We gotta figure this out, though. Okay. So, fine. We'll call Matt Ron. But who's Harry?
Okay.
Because I'm not.
I'll admit it. I think I'm Hermione. Because I, like, in terms of, like, intelligence-wise and stuff, I feel myself that I was, like, the nerd in high school. So I'll go with that.
Cocky dick.
No, I thought I was a nerd.
That's fine. And I guess I'll be, what's it called?
Fucking well, you're Harry because you have glasses. That's simple.
Huh? I just want to be Hagrid.
No.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Okay, all right. Wait, Lone is Harry, apparently. Okay, fair enough.
You're a wizard, Noah.
So someone, Mech Destroyers, brought up a point, all right?
Noah is a dick.
Listen, Mech Destroyers has just raised the point about New Vegas' development time, and he wants us to talk about that. We had Chris Avalone on the other week in the podcast, and he said that the development time wasn't much of an issue as everyone think it was.
That's true.
Remember that, all right? So... while it was a short development time, they still had an engine and a game to work off of in Fallout 3. So, and then when you have one of the lead guys in Chris Avalone say it wasn't that much of an issue, it's hard to debate against that.
Yeah. The guy who wrote the game, mind you. The guy who fucking wrote the dialogue that you were speaking that you praised so hard in New Vegas.
The whole time, I just wanted to tell him it was shit. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't shit. I did not want to do that.
Avalone was a liar. I was there. It was the problem. Shut up, Fallout. Oh, man. So, any other topics about Fallout?
I mean, do we have anything else to say?
So, there's stuff on sale. I recently picked up Rocket League. So, Rocket League.
All right, so hold on. I'm supposed to roll into it for a second here. All right, let's move on to segment 3, our general gaming topic, where we talk about what we're playing and our favorite gaming news bit. Noah, would you like to go first?
You know.
Yeah, fuck. What's it called? I bought Rocket League this morning and played it for 86 minutes, according to Steam. And it's pretty neat. It's pretty cool. It's fun. I imagine it being a lot of fun with friends. I had fun by myself, but I think it would be really cool with friends.
Do you not have friends?
Rocket League was also boring, in my opinion. As a person is here, that's their name on Twitch. They said that. I guess I could see how one would see it boring. Again, it's fun with friends.
Yeah.
Is where I see it. But Noah has no friends. No, it's true. But...
it was a joke, Noah. I'm sorry. That's
a joke.
I feel bad. No, but...
socially awkward. My job is to be social, Padilla. Go fuck yourself.
I can't find any reason to, like, bash on Rocket League or anything, because I haven't played it. As far as I see, it's a really good game. And it also mixes one of my loves, and that is football. I love football, and I think it was really ingenious.
For 13, it's on sale right now. Like I said, Lone, you should definitely pick it up. Matt, you should.
You know what the biggest difference, though, is that there's no flopping in Rocket League. There's no flopping.
You know what, Maddie? Football is the world's game for a reason. It's the beautiful game.
I have to agree with Lone on this.
There's more.
Matt's like, no, dude, hockey player, dude, honestly.
Dude, hockey is a well-renowned sport, I swear.
In the Olympic terms, it is. In the Olympic, this is going to be unfair because it's a 2-on-1 here, so I'm going to need the chat to back me up. But for me,
I'm not getting on you for it. I'm just saying soccer is not only full of people who flop and shit.
I did watch my fair share during... when the fuck was it?
So am I!
For me, it's I know it's like a stereotype that people who play hockey like hate football or like... And mind you, for the Americans listening, we're talking soccer when we say football. But,
is that soccer or love football?
Says some fucking...
No, God.
Thanks, yeah.
But for me, I go against that stereotype. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and actually watch some games. And, you know, I think it was like a World Cup or some shit like that. And
you like, think it was like a World Cup? It was the World Cup, Matty.
Yeah, I don't
the most
fucking,
watched sports
it
event.
It was one of the World Cups.
I don't know. No, like I said, but, I don't pay attention to 50,000 leagues and series.
Say you watch the soccer game.
Yeah, I watch multiple games against multiple teams. And I mean, there were some times where they actually got legitimately hurt. I saw a guy straight up get kicked in the face. I was like, damn, that hurts.
Right, but there were times. The World Cup is where. Is where the diving is gonna fucking happen.
Why?
You know? Like, that's where it's gonna.
Well, because it's the most on the line. Matt. It's the most on the line, Matty.
Well, who would that. Do you have no pride?
Well, no, we're not saying we're okay with it. Every time it happens, you do realize fans completely boo it, right?
Yeah. They see it too, dude. But if they can slip a foul in and get the advantage, they're gonna fucking
okay,
do it.
Okay, let me give an example. Right. Let me give an example, right?
People do it in hockey too.
No, so, I know they back do, in the day, one of the rare. Best players. Listen, back in the day, one of the best players, Maradona, he scored a goal, which was called the Hand of God goal, because he actually touched it with his hand, all right? But do people remember him doing that or winning the game more? Winning the game. And unfortunately, that's why it happens. I don't agree with it. I don't approve it, but people do that.
I'm sorry. So, do I have anything to do with anyone faking an injury?
It has to do with people cheating. It has to do with people cheating.
Every foul that occurs in a sport does not have to end either in a fight or like a concussion like it does in hockey. I like hockey. Don't get me wrong on this.
I like hockey soccer, is just soccer on ice.
But you can't say that everyone in soccer is diving because that's not true. It's not fair. In the World Cup, yeah, because like Lone said, there's more on the line.
But still, not everyone is diving. Like that just gets picked up on by the media because it's
and cleats are not easy to like run
what?
In.
What? What?
You can move around and.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Sorry, my mom's. Okay, hold up.
Wow.
Mom, get the camera. We're doing a live podcast.
The fucking manners of Noah. Or Bob. Did I say Noah? I meant Lone. And now he fucked up the picture. Yeah, there you go.
Obviously, CSGO is the best sports, guys. Nissan. That's fucking funny. So, I think we're waiting on Lone now.
Let's talk about Rocket League. What?
All right, Rocket League.
Like me, where like every match is like you're like on the edge of your seat kind of thing.
Yes, and I'm fucking screaming. Like if Matt, okay, if all three of us played like if all three of us played Rocket League, and what's it called? We actually like did a 3v3 and streamed it. It would be fucking hilarious.
That would be fun.
Because we would be, I would be like screaming to no end. And, you know, I play as the minivan or like van or something. I just drive around and I'm like, let's do this, you know.
Have you seen some of the trick shot videos for that game?
I have not, actually.
They're unreal. Like, the shit people can do, like, they use the boost in air and, like, do flips in the cars. And, like, it's not like, you know, you think trick shot, you think Call of Duty, you think, like, oh, you know, let me pull out my hatchet, throw it, and then, like...
You know, my God, 360, no scope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
nailed it.
This is actually a, like, legitimate trick shot. Like, these people are doing insane
You know what
team
we
plays.
Could do is we could do 1v1s, too, like me versus Matt or Matt versus Lone or something like that.
Can we bring up our idea now? Can we do that?
The channel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good.
All right. Nissan and Ellie will be interested in this too, so go on, Noah.
We'll talk to. Okay.
Mind
so what
you,
are
this
our
is
an
idea that's.
In the
not,
works. It is not.
Yeah, in the works, not confirmed. Yeah, there you go.
Not 100%.
I'm going to repeat what you said because I have nothing insightful to say.
We shouldn't even really be mentioning this, but we're going to because we want to hear your. Feedback on it. So what we're thinking about is doing a ham radio community. And what that would be is a YouTube channel where various individuals such as myself, Lone, and Matt, and a few other people who we're not going to name right now, but we'll talk to, have access to the channel to upload their stuff on. And it would just literally be that, a community channel. You know, and you guys would be able to subscribe to it and see, you know, see it would be on YouTube, you know, see all that stuff. And it would kind of be all of ours. Some of the kinks that need to be worked out are things like monetization, ad stuff, you know, where does that go to, you know, because that can get a little tricky.
Business.
So yeah, the business side of things, but the thought of a ham radio community channel, we wanted to think, you know, hear what you guys had to think about that. So if you're not listening to this live, either tweet to us or, you know, Leave an iTunes review if that's all you can do for some reason.
And essentially the rationale and the thinking behind it is that it's going to be more focused on gameplay as opposed to news and discussions and stuff. So all of the stuff that Maddie and I and Noah, for example, want to upload, but there's no platform necessarily to do that. This is what we want that to be. So uploading, you know, a zombies gameplay that's fun, or a Rocket League, or Gmod, whatever it is. And Left 4 Dead. People keep asking me to play Left 4 Dead. Tricks. So that's what this, and we're just floating this around. It's just like literally we've just talked about this. So
mind you, it would be all of us working together on this. Like we'd all be playing together or something. Yeah. It wouldn't just be like us like, hey, what's up, guys? I have this gameplay of Left 4 Dead. You might enjoy it. You know, have fun, whatever. And
yeah,
it would be us playing together, having a good time, like highlights of those funny moments or whatever. Because it would allow us to kind of during our leisure time, like while we're playing games together or whatever. To actually...
No, real quick. Hold on, let me stop that, because I just saw something in the chat.
Fuck.
No fucking Gmod. No Gmod. All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go I ahead, agree. Go. No, that I was just kind of saying that, you know, it's more so for when we're, like, just chilling and we decide to... It'll, A, give us a reason to, like, try to look for going back to other games to play, like Borderlands and stuff, and just, you know, playing through those, but also, like, when new co-op games come out, you know, it'll be fun to play those together. Because we know that, you know, with one click of the button, we might have, like, a good video to, you know, put up on our channel. Yeah.
And you know, who knows, there could be some videos that go out. It's just, like, highlight reels, stuff like that. And I think we would get a lot of enjoyment doing that. And I think you got, you know, someone just mentioned Insurgency in the chat. I guess we could fucking play it. I know Matt has it. I do, too, alone, you know.
Also, Payday 2 as well. That's a lot of fun.
Payday 2. Just it would move us from focusing a lot on Fallout, which we still would do in the you know, in Bethesda games in the podcast. We still would do that, and we still would do the podcast.
Yeah.
But it would move us to you seeing us all kind of game together and a few other select people. I don't mean that in a mean way. It's just, you know, we need to make sure that people have the quality of stuff to upload, you know.
And that's a major thing. Stuff. Even if it's getting people to join the podcast, everyone needs to have good mics. Like whoever's recording needs to have good capture software, because everything needs to be HD.
And I don't mean to alienate anyone. We have a standard of quality that we want to keep. You know what I mean? Noah, quit while you're ahead. All out. I swear to God, I fucking I'm gonna tackle you.
That's
but
excellent.
Someone said Candy Crush. No, we're not gonna play Candy Crush. But
so
you know, I think it would be a cool idea.
All right, so I guess we'll move on to what I would like to talk about in the gaming news / what we're playing.
What the fuck do you want to talk about?
This is a bit more serious. This is not fun. Okay, I guess it could be. So what I wanted to talk about was the whole Minecraft education game that's coming out. And the reason why I want to talk about this, because what we don't talk a lot about, whether in this podcast or generally, is the actual positive benefits that gaming can have. You know, in terms of education, in terms of helping illnesses, in terms of, you know, like I've seen a lot of games that actually help people that struggle to walk and things like that. And I think this is another one of those things where gaming actually has a good place in the world. And it's not just all violence and, you know, people saying that we're full of sexist pigs, because it's not true.
So yeah, I want to... Octodad got me through my 5-stay hospital visit, 5-day stay. You know, otherwise I would have been dead.
No, yeah. And
that's a poor joke. I didn't actually play Octodad.
Right. No, but seriously, like, I think, like, put it this way, it's really hard to retain the attention of kids because, you know, small attention spans, but combining something like Minecraft, which is a game that is undoubtedly loved by kids, and with education, I think there's a lot of positive benefits there.
I actually saw, I was in the library a couple of months back. I was doing a paper for one of my classes, and I saw a couple of kids playing Minecraft on the computers at the library, and they had it installed and stuff, and I thought that was really cool. You know, you may hate Minecraft, but it was still neat to see a bunch of, like, 10-year-olds gathered around playing it.
Definitely.
You know, and problem-solving. Now, there are definitely negatives to, what's it called? I'm sorry, Lightwolf is pissing me off now. What's it called? What's it called? There are a lot of negatives, though, to gaming, or they can be. Just like anything, just it can kind of absorb you.
Hmm.
You know, and it did do that to both Matt and I during high school, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least for me. I can't really speak for Matt.
No, I agree.
But at least for me, it definitely absorbed me, you know, and YouTube. That's why I kind of don't do it anymore, or at least YouTube as much, because it's just like, it consumed me, you know.
But what about you, Maddie? What do you think?
I think it's good to see that, you know, people are trying to make gaming not in a forced way, but more than what it actually is. You know, they're not trying to, like, push any limits, but, like, make it more than just a leisure thing. Like, it can help people. You know, it's been used for people who need to, like, cope with stuff, whether it's, like, anxiety, depression, you know, relatable story experiences, that type of stuff. So it's cool to see it go to another area where, you know, people are starting to learn with it. It's good to see it start walking out of that stereotype that gaming is for kids with adult life, basement dwellers, and, you know, it's starting it's starting to become a job. It's starting to become things you can learn from and things that can help you.
I think that stereotype, quite honestly, has been, like, destroyed within the last, like, 8 years.
No, but you still look at mainstream media, not necessarily, you know.
Fair enough.
That's, like, there is still this stigma against people that don't understand the topic. And, you know, I hope that more things like this happen, because this is the kind of stuff that will be picked up on by mainstream media. You know what I mean? So,
Cypher just said that, Noah, can you say this to Loan? My country has free Minecraft in primary schools to help kids learn.
That's really good.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Excellent. And again, like, it's combining a passion with something that's incredibly important, which is education. So I hope that, you know, I know that there are many games. Like, I've worked as a tutor in my life, and I know that there are games that actually help with education. And then what I'm playing...
Sorry, a small loan of $1 million. Someone just...
What I'm playing Witcher 3. It is an absolutely beautiful game. I'm really liking it. And it's just one of those games where at times you sit there and appreciate the world and the landscape and the sunsets and everything like that. So that's what I'm doing.
As for me, I'll talk about what I'm playing. Well, actually, wait, how far are you in The Witcher 3? I want to know that first.
I'm about, I want to say, 10 hours in now, roughly.
So you're in Velen?
It's very... I've gotten to the stage where you've seen the Emperor, and then you've gotten into the new area, and then...
Spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not really spoiler. It's nothing. Yeah. It's really early on anyway, so that's where I am. And I really like that game, not only because of the graphics, but there are times, like, there was a fight scene in a bar, and it was just epic. Like, I really like the cutscenes and how the story develops. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's definition of it. Not the definition, but it's one of the, you know, when you think AAA games, that's definitely one of the first games that should come to mind is The Witcher 3, because in all aspects, they don't come up short. What's cool about The Witcher 3 is that game is so fucking... In Witcher 3, they have... That game is so fucking big that it's almost, like, it's hard as shit to spoil.
Someone just told me to use my YouTube money to get an Xbox One. Good one! As if I had YouTube money.
For thinking we're millionaires on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyways, Maddie, you were saying?
For me, the game, or rather games I've been playing, because I've been able to flip about between a couple, you know, some of them I've recently started. And the main game I've been playing is one I've been playing since October that I'll get into a little bit, which is Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. I fucking love this game so much. If I knew how much time I was going to put into this game, I probably would have had it, like, around the top of my game of the year list. Because, now mind you, I have the benefit, for those of you who don't really think this game is amazing, I have the benefit of having three other friends, a squad of four, to play with on this game. I'm telling you, because it's like a 5v5, so we basically control the match. It's tactical as fuck. And, like, I've seen games that, like, try to be tactical, and I thought, like, this is tactical. No.
This is tactical.
This Rainbow Six Siege is fucking tactical. Because
how much did they pay you to
say
this?
Oh, my God, you're shell out ready.
I'm just kidding.
No, they, like...
This is all you.
The fucking classes, like, each one is useful in its own way. They feed off each other. But the thing that... The reason I played this so much is because, really, if I'm honest, there's not that many game modes in multiplayer. But it's because every round is never the same. Because of the way, like, the walls blow up, the way you can tackle any objective, the way you can, you know, how it gunfights come down more to, you know, it's always going to kind of be based off luck and connection because it's an online game, but it comes down more towards skill as well because, you know, if you shoot them in the head with no matter what gun you have, it's a one-shot headshot. So if you aim for the head, you have a good enough shot, you can outgun someone even if they get the first shot on you. But it's not like a run-and-gun type of game. But I don't even know what's going on right now.
Weston Finley asked me to fist him. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, this is such a haphazard cast. I'm loving every second of it.
This is awful. We're never doing a live cast again. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Maddie, sorry. We're sorry for interrupting.
Nah, you're good. Sorry. I'm just kind of ranting now, but yeah, it's a very, very good game. One that I insist that if you do buy, get a friend at least to pick it up with. You know, it's still very, very, very good with two people. You can still get some really cool plays done. And right now, like, I'll tell you guys a quick story. You know, I've been playing as Blitz, who's this class who has a riot shield, but if you press R1, it's a flashbang on his riot shield almost, and it flashes the opponent. But when you press R1, you expose your body, so it's kind of, like, balanced out, so you can't just flash people and hide behind your shield. And also, when you go to shoot them, you have to put your shield down, so it kind of works out. But I've been creeping around as Blitz, and one of my best friends, Ivan, has been playing as Thermite. And he's basically, Thermite can blow down reinforced walls. So what we literally do, what you kind of see in the movies, where I'm, like, creeping around with this riot shield, and Ivan's right behind me looking over my shoulder, just picking people off for me, and like I'm just distracting them and stuff, and like, you know, he'll get one person, I'll get the other. Like, it's so awesome when you get a good play done. That's why I really recommend you play this game with friends, because
okay, but that's where you're at. You have to play it with the full squad. Remember when we fucking played, you know, COD
with it's like the a same with Borderlands, isn't it?
It's the same thing. Yeah, you when well, yeah, any that, game you play with a full team, it's fun. Now, I'm not discrediting the game by any means. I'm sure it's an awesome game. From what I've seen with it, it looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
you know, but I can't see myself having fun playing by myself.
No, it's definitely not. It's like you guys said, it's very much like Borderlands, where like if you're by yourself, it's not as good of a game as you hear people rave about and stuff.
But Borderlands is another good game for that channel, by the way. Just saying.
But, yeah, so I've been playing that, and then I've been playing this game on my phone. I don't play games on my phone much, or really ever, but, like, I've kind of wanted to play games on my phone, because now I have, like, big breaks in between classes, so, like, just might as well play something in the meantime. And so I downloaded this game, because I saw a Kotaku article, and it was called, like, the Star Wars game I've been playing for 3 months, and I'm like, oh, here we go, some bullshit Battlefront article. And it actually ended up being, like, an article on this app called Galaxy of Heroes. And it's like a turn-based Star Wars game where you kind of get like cards, and these cards are like the characters in the universe, and there's like ones from the Clone Wars series, Rebels, the movies, etc. And they even have like ones from the Knights of the Old Republic. They were just selling a screenshot as a joke, but they were just selling like HK-47 and a bunch of like Assassin's Droids in this Assassin's Droids pack. And this is entirely a free app. And I sound like I'm fucking promoting this app, but I'm not. Because I know I'm expressing it this time, not because Noah said it, but because I've seen other YouTubers get paid to talk about this app. But I'm talking about it from a person who's just kind of downloaded it for the hell of it and kind of enjoyed it. You could pay your way through this game, but they did, in my honest opinion, a really good job of making it where you are really well rewarded for just playing the game. If you put the time into the game, and not like a grind fest, but if you just play the game and go on every day, it rewards you, because it has like daily rewards, daily activities, and these like equal up to something you could just buy with real money. So as long as you're not really lazy, the game doesn't really force you to buy anything, where like if I see myself playing this a lot more down the line.
So you're basically describing a free-to-play, Matt.
I know, but I'm saying that like for a Star Wars app, you know, you kind of would expect them to lean more towards
away the Star Wars, though, and it's just like any other free to play.
No,
it's just a grind fest.
No, or, I just said it's not a grind fest.
Okay, you just said if you're not lazy and you play.
Yeah. I said if you can't.
You're
as in
describing
if you're
grinding.
But I'm saying if you're not lazy and you can't spend 15 minutes a day to just go on your phone and go on this app and do a couple of daily activities and get what you would get for like $5 worth, that kind of lazy. Not spending
that's
like no, it's not grinding. Spending
yes,
tedious amounts of hours doing like the same task over and over to get a reward that you could just pay for.
So what difference is in each activity?
You're not
for these
Because there's different battles. There's like arena battles. I'm not trying to defend this game, but it's like the rewards. You can level up characters. There's dark side battles, light side battles, arena battles. There's challenges, and like each one gives like different rewards that you can kind of feed off of.
I'm sorry, Matt. We don't support mobile free-to-plays on this podcast.
So. We all played Fallout Shelter here. Don't even.
Exactly.
We all played and promoted Fallout Shelter.
Fuck, he's got me on that.
I'm telling you, it's not like an amazing app, but it's not bad.
Guys.
It's a time waster, but it's fun.
Guys, Bioshock 2 multiplayer on the channel.
Shut up. Fuck up.
Oh, jeez.
Are servers even still active for that shit? Like,
yeah, we can use Haiichi or something. We'll think of a way.
And then the last game I've been playing is one I recently just started because I'm like a ginormous fanboy of the Oddworld series.
Oh, I love Oddworld. Yes.
I think it's so underappreciated, dude. Like these people, like people need to know how fucking amazing these games are. But I've been playing New and Tasty, and. They originally gave me a PC code, but, like, I was like, you know, I appreciate the free code, but I'm going to buy this game because I love, you know, your company. So I bought it on my Vita because they just launched
it. Here we go. Let it go, can you, Matty?
My Vita is so poor.
Me and Greg Miller are the only people in the universe with a fucking Vita.
Me and Greg Miller, we play the Vita together.
One could only dream. But
hey, Greg, what are you doing, Biden? And he's got his fucking wiener dog on his lap.
We want him on the podcast at some point. You probably shouldn't roast.
I'm not shitting on him.
There's like always two people on the PSN for the Vita. No, he's a good Maddie and then Greg Miller.
No, he's fantastic at what he does, though. Good video game journalism. I'm not even joking.
Anyways.
So, yeah, I've just started playing that. I'm like a little bit of the ways in. It's very different because the first Oddworld game I played was Munch's Odyssey, which is more of like a 3D platform, while New and Tasty is like the HD remake of Abe's Odyssey, which is a 2D platform. So it's a little bit different, but it's still like really awesome to experience something new in Oddworld because I've played the fucking life out of every other game in this series. Yeah. So this is the only one I never got back to playing. So actually, you know what? I haven't played Abe's Exodus either, which they're remaking as well, which is exciting. But I really hope that with these remakes, they're getting enough money in the bank where they can make something, like, brand new and not just have to remake games. But yeah. I've really enjoyed it quite a bit.
I just have to mention All Out Gaming's comment. He's like, remember when this was a podcast about Bethesda? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. This stream was a great idea, I have to admit. This is so much more fun. I love it.
I'm gonna feel bad for the fucking listeners who aren't live though. That's my only thing.
Well, then they can join us. Maybe a little excuse,
but we are talking about stuff. It's not solely exclusive.
No, but anyways, favorite news bit, Maddie.
I'm on IGN right now, kind of looking through things and stuff.
My favorite news bit. Nintendo hired Hideo Kojima.
What?
And they. Now bought out.
Did you really just Microsoft. Believe that? Did you really just?
Now
I was like,
out,
that doesn't make any sense.
Microsoft and are gonna make the next Ratchet and Clank for Atari.
Oh no, that's another thing. Do you know the Atari Vault is coming out on Steam with 100 Atari games?
Yeah. And they're gonna suck because every fucking emulation or whatever.
Here we go.
School game is always horrible.
No, it's not. Not every single emulation, please. Come on, Noah.
This is exciting news. JetForce Gemini trademark renewed by Microsoft. Did anyone here ever play JetForce Gemini?
I played a little bit of it.
Because I'm not a weeaboo.
It's not a fucking weeb game!
I know. The silence was beautiful. It was just that, like, what the fuck, Noah? Sorry. Anyways. No, I have not. Monty Radio podcast.
It's like a third-person shooter, but like it was during the Nintendo 64 era where like that was like unheard of, you know, except for Sarge's Hero, that was a third-person shooter. But like JetForce Gemini was like really fluid and, you know, I mean, the controls weren't that good, but like this shit was so good back then. And, oh man, I really want to play that on Rare Replay now. If they make a comeback, I'm going to be so happy.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing now? Is it fan question time now or stream question time now?
Yeah, sadly.
Let's get some stream questions, but let's not all read a question at once, okay?
Okay.
So, stream, Matt, ask questions. No, stop. What we'll do is we'll have Lone read a question. Right. We'll have Matt read a question. Lone will answer, and then Matt will read an answer, and then I'll read an answer, and then we'll like cycle through twice, let's say, okay? So 6 questions.
All right, done.
Okay.
I'd limit it to one just because I don't know how many actual questions we're going to make.
We'll see.
That's my point. If they're fucking weird, or I'll jump on the weird ones then.
Ace Raptor, don't be rude.
Don't encourage the weird ones. Do not.
No, it's not. It's asking, will you guys make ham radio great again? That's really rude. So we're not going to answer that. Why is Maddie such a weeaboo?
It's an answer that is too long to answer.
Here's a good question. What's your favorite game that is underrated? Rage. That's my answer.
Okay. That's just it. We're keeping it to your answer.
Okay. So Matt, now. I'll explain a little bit. Rage, I think, is underrated because it actually...
mayonnaise is a virgin.
Now, Rage was a solid game because it had fun gameplay. I liked the boomerang. The story was a bit underwhelming. I liked it how, like, a year later, they decided to release DLC for it under everyone's noses, and no one knew about it. So, but yeah, that's definitely a game that I really like.
Oh, here's one I want to answer. What are the future of Lone and Maddie's channel going to be after Fallout is played out? Why would you pick that? I would pick
because that. I had a really good answer, but never mind.
So... for me, I won't answer for long, but for me, and he's saying after Fallout is played out,
yeah,
which I can understand. There's always going to be mods, but there'll come a time where Fallout's going to kind of be like, okay, what's the next thing Bethesda's going to work on? There's going to be kind of that floating, what's the next step for us? And for me, I always want to be like the main chunk is always something Bethesda related. So for me, personally, I know people always joked about it, like kind of like, oh, when's the speculation going to start? But I probably shift towards the Elder Scrolls 6 spectrum, but not really dive fully into it because I don't know if I'm buying in as much that they're actually going to do that next. I'm still unsure. Not skeptical.
Come on, they're going to do Elder Scrolls next.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like they can't. I mean, it's just so obvious, you know. Like I just feel like it's hard to doubt. But anyways, that's what I'm going to basically shift my attention towards over time. But what I've noticed is as I started to open my doors to these like more general games where I start doing more coverage on different games is that more companies contact me for like early coverage and to, you know, just work with them more. And for me personally, that's my ultimate goal is to be able to work with big game companies like, you know, and I know people don't like the words, but Ubisoft, EA, Bethesda, et cetera. Like these are people I've been, and Techland from Mixed Dying Light, you know, these are people that I've had the privilege of being able to work with now. You know, Bethesda aside, these other three companies I've had the privilege to work with now because I've decided to expand my boundaries a little bit. So for me, regardless of view count or anything, you know, really hasn't drastically changed as much as I expected. Where as long as I keep expanding and people kind of keep sticking around, that's going to be kind of my course. I'm not going to turn into a general gaming channel ever. I know what grew my channel, which is Bethesda.
What?
Rude.
I'm done.
Go ahead. For me, I'm still really torn as to what I want to do. I say that I want to go general gaming, but I can't just drop everything that I've done so far and go general. I think I could see myself with the future of just talking about general gaming news because I think everyone has a vested interest in that, no matter what game you really like, Fallout or whatever it is. But I really haven't decided. And, you know, as many people do know, I have a full-time job. So YouTube is always has to be a hobby for me. So I can't throw my all into it. So I have to make videos that are really quick and easy to make. So I can't make, you know, really long and high quality videos. So I really don't know. I'm torn at the moment.
Yeah. For me, it's just going to be kind of like, I'm not, you know, if there was any hype or build up or anything for like a new Bethesda game, like that would be the core focus of my channel. But like, while there's not, like, I'm definitely going to do other things. You know, there's no reason to limit myself at that point and just like do what quote works. You know, I'm sure when like BioShock is inevitably announced at some point, like we will be all over that.
BioShock! Or what another BioShock?
That'll be our new fucking
oh my god
Fallout.
Is it my turn yet?
It is your turn, Noah.
All right. That's actually a good question, but I already chose my question. Well, the good question is what are your guys' opinions on Let's Plays, recording, your reaction to games, etc. I'm not going to go into that answer, but it's a good question. Well, it's, <that's pretty simple.
laughs> I like your question, but I'm not going to answer it.
Let's plays are good as long as they're edited a little bit to have the best parts, because fucking 45 minutes of you playing Amnesia is not fun to watch. But the question I'm going to answer is from Ratchet570. He's asked this about 63,000 times. Worst game of 2015. So I'm on Metacritic right now, jumping through some of the games that I've kind of seen come out. And one that really pops out to me is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Yep.
And how fucking quickly that game was thrown together and just spit out for some quick cash, you know?
So wasn't the situation with that that EA was about to lose the license or something?
Yep. We talked about it, too. We actually went through it when it was out and how fucked up it was.
Mm.
Worst game in 1999, Light Wolf. I actually looked that up because I was originally going to answer that, but none of the games were like a lot of them. No one would know what they were.
Yes. All right, fair enough. So do you want me to ask another question or answer another question?
If you want.
I don't know. I see a lot of messed up questions, so I'm not going to.
Let's answer a stupid question. Each of us just answer a quick, stupid question. Right. What are you wearing right now, Lone?
Trackies and a shirt.
What the fuck is a trackie?
What do you mean, what the fuck is a trackie?
I'm American, Lone.
Tracksuit pants.
Okay. That makes much sense.
In Australia, we have to shorten everything. That's why McDonald's...
It's a trackie!
Fuck off.
Matt, what are you wearing?
You already know what I'm wearing.
Okay, answer
the
question.
Hello.
Listen, shithead.
I have a Flash, like the Flash superhero long sleeve shirt and gray sweatpants.
I have a Vans shirt on, and it literally has a red van on it that says Vans and a tree on top of the shirt, and then I have black jeans and socks on.
You know what? Pop Giraffe asks, oh, sweatpants, Sloan. No, they're not sweatpants. No one wears them to the gym. Come on, you wear them to be comfortable. They're not sweatpants.
Lone is a bogan? Confirmed. What is a bogan?
So bogan is kind of like the equivalent of redneck in America.
Oh, okay. Fans, wow. Typical douche. I work there, Padilla, you dumb fuck. Oh, man. I just called a viewer a dumb fuck. I actually feel bad. I'm going to take that back.
All right, guys. Answer another question.
Well, once one pops up, that is...
Yeah.
Most underrated food. That's a great fucking question.
Ooh, that is. I think I'm gonna say ramen noodles.
No, like, they're not underrated.
That's such a typical college food.
No, but they're good. I
top ramen noodles.
No, they're fucking okay. Let me try to think of a different one. You guys go.
Ah, man, it is a tough one. Okay, I think curry is underrated. I think people are generally turned off by curry, but a really good curry is really, like, top-notch.
Yeah. I agree with that. Jumbo is really good, too.
I have no idea what jumbo is. What is jumbo?
Is that what it's called, jumbo? Or no, it's...
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya, that's what I'm thinking of. Jumbo. You guys, I'm a really big fan of jumbo. I'm fucking retarded. How does Noah get the bitches? You respect women, and you fucking use Tinder.
Maddie.
I'm still trying to think of an underrated food. Like one that... Like...
Cod meat or Dogsworth? Instead of dog meat and Codsworth, cod meat and Dogsworth.
I asked you a question. If you became a YouTuber but never did anything with Fallout, what game series do you think you'd make videos on? Okay, you must know the answer to this, right?
Wait, reread it? I'm sorry.
If you became a YouTuber but never had anything to do with Fallout, what game series do you think you'd make videos on? That's from Craze. It's
cold.
Bioshock, for me, it's obvious. I think.
Simple. Fuck, that's hard. Probably Grand Theft Auto, honestly.
Yeah, okay. I reckon like a COD Zombies channel would be fun to do. Like trying to reach records and shit.
Yeah, dude, like what's his name? Fucking...
No, name drop. Just don't.
No, he's known. I'm not going to shit on him. I just try to remember his name.
I know he does.
Is that... No. Oh, God, what is his name? He's known for doing zombies. He's like British.
British.
For me, I'd do Star
Syndicate.
Wars.
Syndicate. That's his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. I mean, I'm not name dropping him.
Hmm. Maddie?
For me, I'd definitely go Star Wars. I wish I could do that now. I love Star Wars. No,
see, though, that's hard, though, because there's a lot of old school Star Wars games, but not enough new ones. So it's like you'd be stuck with old school games, which isn't a bad thing, but it's like sometimes people don't want to watch.
The movies, the shows, like overall Star Wars. Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, you need to specify that, Matt.
Jaws.
But I think
I'm still trying to think of that underrated food. Hold on now.
I'm too.
I was eating something. You know what's funny is I swear on my life, I was eating food the other day. I don't remember what that food was, but I thought to myself, I hope someone ever like asks the question, an underrated food. Because I would pick that food.
See, here's my thing with it. Okay, underrated food. You're implying that it's something that people say isn't good, but you think is good. I think of that, like, that's hard to say. You know what I mean? Like, I like, what's it called? I forget it now.
Oh, shit. Rachel's online. I see that. For me, I probably...
We're recording.
Is shrimp like a really loved food? Would you say shrimp is?
Prawn. Prawn.
What? No, shut up. Shrimp. Shut up. No, just stop.
It's called shrimp. Yeah, what the hell are you
talking
about? It's
not called shrimp. They're called prawns.
Prawn.
Oh, come on now. This is getting ridiculous. Well,
I thought it was shrimp on the barbie, but now it's prawns on the barbie.
It's not shrimp on the barbie. Like, that's a false accusation.
You know what? Yell at Outback for that, because that's not my fault.
Another good one.
Outback is so, like, not Australian, sorry.
Do you guys have Outbacks down there?
No, we don't. That's an American thing, trying to replicate Australian food.
I don't know that. Maybe, I don't know if it's only...
Maybe, I really like the Eggo cereal, but they discontinued that. But that shit needs to come back, like the Eggo waffle cereal.
Holy shit! I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, there's not enough demand for that.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal is really fucking good, too.
They brought back French Toast Crunch.
Which is dumb, because...
It was pretty good.
It's okay, but... Have you guys been reading anything lately? That's actually a good question. I've been reading a book called Sick in the Head by Judd Apatow. And he interviews a bunch of comedians. And it's really interesting. It's not actually as funny as you would think it is, but it's interesting more so. You get a lot of insight on different comedians and stuff. It's a neat book.
I've been reading a Star Wars book. Sorry, I'm 5.
A Star Wars
book? No, I'm. You're not 5. I'm also reading Fables. What's it called?
It's still. I'm still kind of like, because I mind you, this is the only book I'm still like chipping away at whenever I feel like reading, which isn't that often. But it's that continuation of the Knights of the Old Republic universe, Star Wars: The Old Republic, Revan, by one of the lead writers of Knights of the Old Republic, the first one. It's pretty cool.
Fair enough. I don't really read. I read my games manuals on my
video. Hold on. No. You claim to be the nerd here. Mister, I always went to school and had straight A's, but you didn't read.
All right, what...
Okay, put it this way, right? When I read a bunch of textbooks, what do I want to do in my leisurely time? Read some more? No, okay? So I did not read on the side.
No, you read on the side.
No, I didn't. I never...
I could totally see you being like that.
What's the book you remember reading that you liked?
I can't... Actually, I think I have it here.
Oh, fuck, Logan, come on.
Well, okay, well, the Harry Potters, I guess. I started the first one, and I never really finished it. I don't really read much.
Cop out.
Whatever.
Logan's getting salty. He's becoming a salty prawn.
That's excellent.
I refuse to believe Noah reads more than Lone. That is scientifically impossible. It is not. I recently read the Louis C.K. interview in the book. It was actually fucking funny.
Hmm.
He was the interview was composed while Louis C.K. was cooking dinner for Judd. Like during the interview, he was like cooking and shit. I thought that was interesting. There's also a postmortem of Freaks and Geeks in the book, which is cool. It's neat.
I can't believe we're talking about books. This is the lowest point.
It's not low at all. Read. You should read. A bunch of 14-year-olds going, yo, fucking gum. You know, read. It's good. It's a good quality to have.
I look, anyway. If I had the time, I would. but I don't. So sorry.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Mm. Interesting.
But an interview is not a book, Noah. Okay. All right. It's full of interviews. It's like a 300-page book full of interviews.
Why wouldn't you just not listen to the interviews?
Because I don't know. I don't know if they're recorded. I'm pretty sure most of them are written down.
Yeah. All right.
Well, how about we wrap this up with one last question from Brokely? What games are you guys looking forward to this year?
Oh, God damn it.
Far Cry Primal.
That's such a cop-out. That's such a
that
shitty...
That is not a cop-out!
That's such a shitty pick.
Bullshit. What else is coming out this year? Be honest with yourself.
The Ninja Turtles open world game by Platinum Games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do not start this. We don't have time for this.
Genuinely bothered Noah because he texted me. He went out of his way to fucking text me to tell me how this game was going to be bad.
It is. It's going to be
Noah
like a
texts
fucking
me, I know
5
something's
out of 10
up.
Now.
I'll give
it's
like going to
be
seven.
A 5 out of 10, and it's going to be to promote the movie, the shitty movie that's going to come out.
What if
the
both are
bullshit.
Decent, though? That's the thing. You'll sound ridiculous
no,
if both are decent.
You tried to tell me that with the Deadpool game when that came out, and look at that shit.
Oh, everyone's saying in the chat right now, no, everyone's saying in the chat right now it's a terrible game. Has anyone here played it? Or seen gameplay of it? Suck my fucking nuts.
No, well, that's no the exact has. Same thing with Far Cry Primal, Matty. Don't twist
yeah, but we've it. Yeah, but we've seen Far Cry.
You know what?
There's only so much you can grunt at a spear and a bear in a game.
I'm not going to argue with you again. It's not going to happen.
No, it's going to be like that Superman Returns game. Yes, Lightwolf.
Like, I will openly give Far Cry Primal a chance. I am intrigued, but I don't think it'll be amazing.
Uncharted 4 is a good
one. I'll play it, but I don't know if I'll like it.
All right, but let's wrap this up because, you know.
Yeah.
Alrighty,
well, I'll end the podcast this time around. Thank you for joining us on this historic live ham radio podcast. We'll try to do it again sometime soon. As you can see in the picture, the kangaroo is the best. You guys haven't been watching. But until next time, thank you. Guy, do you want to say anything else to wrap this up?
Nope.
Have a good night.
Alrighty, guys. Love you all.
Later.
Peace.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.